Chapter 2. Concerning Fathers. Sadly, Bobby took a silk handkerchief out of the dead man's pocket and put it over his face. There was nothing more he could do. Then he noticed that something else had come out of the pocket, a photograph. It was a woman's face, a fair young woman with wide-apart eyes. She seemed little more than a girl, certainly under 30, but it was the slight sadness of her beauty rather than the beauty itself that attracted Bobby. Gently, he replaced the photograph, then sat down to wait for the doctor. The time passed very slowly, or at least so it seemed, because he had just remembered something. He had promised to play the church organ during the 6 o'clock service, and it was now 6:10. He wished he had sent a message with the doctor, because his father was a worrier. He won't know whether to start the service or not, thought Bobby, and he'll get so upset, he'll get stomach pain. Nobody over 50 has any sense. They worry about things that do not matter. Poor old dad, he has got less sense than a chicken. He sat there thinking of his father with a mixture of affection and irritation. His life at home seemed to him to be one long sacrifice to his father's old-fashioned ideas. To Mr. Jones, who was aware of how often Bobby was irritated by him, it seemed to be one long sacrifice on his part. Bobby heard something above him and looked up thankfully. But it was not the doctor. It was a man whom Bobby did not know.
I say, has there been an accident? Can I help?
He was a tall man with a pleasant voice. Bobby got up, but he could not see him clearly because it was getting dark. He explained what had happened and that help was on the way, and asked if the other man could see signs of people arriving.
No one, the man said.
You see, went on Bobby, I have an appointment at 6.
And you don't like to leave?
No, said Bobby. The other man seemed to understand.
Look here, I'll come down and stay till help arrives.
Oh, would you? Said Bobby gratefully, and soon the two men were face to face. The man was aged about 35 and had a rather weak face, which would have been greatly improved by a little moustache.
My name's Bassington French. I came down to see about a house, he explained. What a terrible thing to happen. Did he walk over the edge?
Bobby nodded.
It's a dangerous bit of path. Well, thanks very much. I've got to hurry. It's very good of you.
Not at all, the other man said. Anybody would do the same.
At the top of the cliff, Bobby ran. It was 5 minutes past 6.